This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's on the Supreme Court nominee, Judge Gorsuch. Is it going to be filibuster, do you think, and what will Republicans do?
I think it's 50-50 whether the Democrats filibuster. They don't have any good arguments against Gorsuch, but they're furious that we're going to have a conservative nominated and confirmed. I'll tell you this, Judge Gorsuch will be confirmed. He will either get 60 votes and be confirmed, or otherwise, whatever procedural steps are necessary, I believe within a month or two, Neil Gorsuch will be an associate justice of the Supreme Court.
So Republicans will go that far if Democrats do filibuster?
Mitch McConnell has said we will do whatever is necessary. A Democratic filibuster will not succeed. I agree with the leader.
All right, Senator Cruz, thank you so much. Tomorrow.
Well, this is day one of the Gorsuch hearings, and there's going to be a lot going on. As the senator said, the Democrats do not want to do this. They're going to use every tactic they can in saying, again, it came out last night, and with Chris Wallace, Dr. Zeke Emanuel complaining that the Republicans didn't. Give much place to Barack Obama's nominee and Judge Merrick Garland. And so they're crying foul, and that's what they're going to continue to do and hold that banner high. But whether or not they can withstand, Neil Gorsuch here, only time will tell. So he's entering the Supreme Court confirmation hearing. It'll be interesting. We'll go through it, and, probably like all the other hearings, we'll be a bit aghast, and we'll see what they come up with. But you got to know, they want, the last thing they want on the Supreme Court, I'm talking about the Democrats, is anybody that looks close and represents the same line of thinking as, the Supreme Court justice that he is replacing. And, it's just too bad because it's been a long, this is what we've been begging for and hoping for. I say that, of course, that's
Scalia.
My perspective, right?
Scalia, who's he?
Yeah, Scalia. Right? Yes, Judge Scalia. Yeah, my brain had gone flat here. Thank you for saving me once again, because that's what you do so well. But Antonin Scalia, as being an originalist, this is the challenge that we've had in this country, is to define and make clear what it is that we expect out of our Supreme Court. They should just be calling balls and strikes based on the Constitution, is my firm belief and understanding. But that other part of the dynamic tension that's created here is that you've got the other side that says, oh, no, it's elastic, it's interpretive, and you need to consider the cultural times. But, meanwhile, you get activist judges that want to impose their particular interest. And, again, it shocks me that millions of votes are eradicated, so calmly, it seems, with one judge. And it's like, what is wrong here? Why are we giving them this kind of power, that there needs to be this balance between, the Supreme Court and the legislative branches, as well as the executive branch of our government? But, like I say, it's, Scott, they're going to be revving it up. I mean, the Dems, there's no way, even though, what was it, the last time that he was approved as a federal judge, I think he, got something like 85%. A lot of the same Democrats who voted for him now are going to find reason, not to vote for him. But even when you hear Chuck Schumer talk about Gorsuch, you can tell that it's almost like his heart's really not into this, that he's trying to convince himself that Gorsuch is a bad guy and that he just can't be there. But when it's all about ideology and you really don't have it, what are you saying?
It has a feel of the he's bad because it's the other side that said that wants him.
Yeah, he's just wearing the wrong jersey, right?
Yes.
It's the jersey thing once again. Telling you this, so don't you love this country? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Stay with us, America. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. Let us hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, we've heard of Viva Las Vegas, but it's going to be Viva Nashville as the Nashville Elvis Festival, being produced by Music City Festivals, LLC, which is founded by Nashville entertainment publicist Brian Mays and Tom Brown, the longtime host of Graceland's L this week and former VP of Original Production for Turner Classic Movies. Tom Brown, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thank you. Great. Good morning to you.
Hey, wonderful day here. Looking forward to getting an update on, you know, we got Elvis fans coming in from around the world heading to Nashville, huh?
You know what? We've been hearing about it on Facebook and through Instagram, all these people that are people are making new friends, and it's a family reunion. People are coming in from all over to enjoy Elvis and hear the stories and see the tribute artists, and it's just going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be in beautiful downtown Franklin, which is just south of downtown Nashville. It's a great little beautiful little area, little shops and things, yes. And we're in a historic theater, so it's really a nice, intimate kind of show, too.
Well, how much fun? I mean, the Nashville Elvis Festival, a premier Elvis event, as they say, unlike any other, celebrating the music, the legacy of Elvis Presley. It's a four-day festival, right?
You got it. We're going to start off Thursday night with a couple of special events that are inside a recording studio, Paragon Studios. We're recreating portions of the 68 comeback special, the Elvis special in the, yes, black leather. Right. And we're recreating what it was like for Elvis to be in a recording studio, and only 50 people for each of those shows can experience that inside a real recording studio. It's going to be a lot of fun. That kicks things off, and then we hit the theater on Friday and run with it.
Well, interesting that you started with his comeback time, because it was, you know, when you know some of the background of what was going into that event, that Elvis was, he was doubtful. I mean, he had mixed emotions about how this was going to play out, because he had been, you know, kind of off the radar for a while. But, whoa, man, I mean, it was like he didn't miss a step and picked up where he left off, right?
You know, he had really been in Hollywood since 60, 61, making movies. Pretty much about 3 movies a year were coming out, you know, Easter, summertime, and Christmas, every year like a factory. And by 68, the movie contracts had finally ended, and he shot this special in the summer of 68. And 68 was a very volatile year in U.S. history. And,
right,
and as Elvis is putting this putting this special together, he realized he really wanted to say something to comment on what was going on in the world and what his thoughts about the world were. And, you know, only in April of that year, Martin Luther King had been assassinated in Elvis's hometown of Memphis. So Elvis really wanted to respond to it. And that's why he ends that special in 68 with If I Can Dream, you know,
right,
about thinking of a better life and using that word dream that was so important to so many people in the 60s. And it was really Elvis's opportunity to show everyone, you know, folks, it's not a comeback to me. I've always been here, but you're the audience has finally come back. And from then on, he hit Vegas and kind of changed everything again in his career.
Exactly. Talk about somebody being born again, born again, born again. You know, he just kept on going. When you think back on Elvis, the impact that he made and that he continues to make after his death. Gosh, I mean, how do you put him in the context of our culture and in history here, Tom Brown?
You know, I was thinking of that this weekend when I heard the news that Chuck Berry had passed away at the age of 90. Mm-hmm. And when you put that in context with the fact that Elvis passes away at the age of 42 mm-hmm. and what he was able to do in his career and where he was in 1977 and what he could have done for the next 40 years mm-hmm. if he had stayed with us. You see Elvis's influence in so many things, so many bands that came after him. You know, the Beatles have talked about how he influenced them. U2, Tom Petty, so many artists, even Bruno Mars, who is, a hugely popular superstar these days, got his start with his family and entertainment when he was a little kid as an Elvis impersonator when he was 2 or 3 years old.
Right.
I mean, he's just, Elvis is almost such an influence that we've now progressed past the third and fourth generations of bands and fashion that were influenced by Elvis. So we don't really sometimes acknowledge where it started, but it really does go back. He's the tree that everything has kind of grown off of with rock and roll, with music, with fashion, with culture. And he was really in the 50s, that opportunity for that generation of kids after World War II to say, you know what, we don't want Perry Como and Frank Sinatra and Doris Day. We want our own music. And mm-hmm. so they found Elvis, and he really spoke for that generation. And he's also something within families that's passed down from generation to generation. Records, movies, everyone in their family has the Elvis person, and that Elvis person in the family always shares Elvis with the rest of the kids in the family. And he's just kind of passed down from generation to generation.
Exactly. And as you allude to here, Tom, and touch on is the fact that you've got impersonators within the family dynamic. And it's so wonderful. I mean, this festival, I mean, how many Elvises are we going to see, in Franklin?
We have got competing 16 as of today, 16 mm-hmm. competing, and they're coming to us from Australia, Canada, Brazil, and all over the U.S. to compete. And these guys are not, I've been saying, these are not the fat guys you see at birthday parties. You know, these are the guys that have really studied Elvis, and they range in age from, 18 to 40. And they really have studied Elvis, and they make a passion, and it's something they work on. They make sure they're wearing the right rings and the right necklace with the right jumpsuit. Or it's just amazing to see what they do. And I always say, I want one of these guys on my trivia team if I ever have to compete, because they really, truly have studied Elvis like an actor studies a role. And they're not impersonators. We call them tribute artists, because it really gives people an opportunity. If you did see Elvis, you kind of remember what it felt like. And if you never got to see Elvis, it maybe for a few minutes, you can feel that magic that Elvis had when he was on stage, to just start to understand it. There were so many people or fans of Elvis's that never got an opportunity to see him.
Exactly. Hey, Tom, will he's 16 right now, you say, as it stands, and so you seem to suggest there could be more last-minute entries here. Are they competing, in some sort of Elvis off here, or is it just a pure tribute?
No, they are competing to represent Nashville. We will take our representative, our winner, to Memphis to compete in the Ultimate Tribute Artist Contest and be crowned. They will be crowned by Graceland in August. Mm. And those are winners from contests that are being held in Japan, Germany, Australia, South America, all over the world. They will probably send 20 to 25 winners to Memphis to compete. So we want Nashville to be represented. And we're going to have these guys competing, but their judges are going to be looking at how they are on stage, how they sound, how they move. Do they capture any of the magic of Elvis? And we have people that actually knew Elvis judging, like Wink Martindale, his wife, Sandy Martindale.
Right.
Brenda Lee from the Country Music Hall of Fame, a rock and roll legend. She's going to be a judge. Mary Sarah from The Voice is going to be one of our judges. Gina Keltner, director of talent for the Grand Ole Opry. And T.G. Shepherd, a country superstar who knew Elvis in the 70s, and Elvis really helped him get his career started. So our judges know what they're looking at and what they're looking for.
Exactly. Well, and of course, you've got a host of other artists. One of my favorites, Colin Ray, is going to be there as well, right?
Colin. Alan Ray's there. Also, Jerry Schilling from Elvis's Memphis Mafia, who went to the White House with Elvis. DJ Fontana, who played drums for Elvis in the 50s and 60s. He's going to be there. We've got all kinds of people that knew Elvis and worked with him. Armin Morales from the Imperials, Donnie Stumper.
Well, Tom,
we only got
5 seconds real quick. Remind everybody where they can go for more information and tickets.
NashvilleElvisFestival.com.
Tom Brown on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Tom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground
secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, not only D.C., but we the people, I would say, remember. Again, I encourage you to, get up close and personal with U.S. Constitution and fall in love with it and realize, what it is that so many Americans have died for, where our hope, where it really lies, and it lies in we the people. based on the God-given rights that have been given to us. Thank God they're God-given, because this way, you know, it's not a government thing that gives it to us, although they would like to give us rights, because then at that point, what they give it, they can take it away. But that's not according to our Constitution. This is why we have to hold everybody's feet to the fire, including ourselves and those that educate our kids, and make sure that we're passing on this legacy of, over 200 years. Why not? We're going to talk GMOs. Okay. A lot of confusion, some misconception about GMOs. I mean, to the point today that you might even wonder, you know, are they safe? Well, despite GMOs being around for the past 20 years, there's still questions and, as I say, misconceptions surrounding them. March just happens to be National Nutrition Month, and GMO Answers wants to shed some light on what we all need to know and bust a few of those myths, okay? Connie Dickman is with us right now. She's former Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics President. Connie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to, you know, edumacate all of us on GMOs, you know, what they are, what they're not. You know, break it down for us.
I will try to do that.
Okay.
I think what we want to get through to your listeners is when we look at that GMO piece, what we're talking about is something that happens at the seed level to produce a crop that will be the best quality, both from the standpoint of our eating enjoyment, but also from the nutritional standpoint, and, of course, for the farmer that has raised that crop. So from the standpoint of this fear and apprehension about, hopefully your listeners can understand that this is a technique that allows researchers to make a seed better. Mm. So whether it is to put something in it that will allow the plant to resist pests, whether it is to enhance the nutrition, whether it is to help it grow in a drought-resistant climate that used to have more water, it's going to yield a crop that will give us the food we enjoy.
Right. Why the bad rap on GMOs, Connie?
You know, as a dietitian, what I hear and certainly what I understand is it's the words. You know, it's the genetic modification. That draws a lot of, oh, I'm not sure that's something we should be touching. But in fact, what I want to get through to people is this is talking about doing in a lab what farmers have been doing forever, and actually, for that matter, so have animal breeders. I mean, look at a Labradoodle. A Labradoodle was a function of genetically breeding two different breeds of dog to get a Labradoodle. Obviously, this isn't exactly the same thing, but it is the same thing in the lab. They're saying, okay, this kernel, this seed is able to withstand drought. This seed yields a much bigger plant, whereas the other one yielded a small plant, but it resisted drought. Well, what if we cross them, and now we get a bigger plant that resists the drought?
Well, you say that farmers
have
been doing this.
Good outcome for all of us.
Now, you say that farmers have been doing this all along. Certainly makes sense that some would be doing it out on the field. But there's something about having the ability to do it in a controlled area, right?
I think that's, you know, some of the concern, certainly. But from the standpoint, again, of alleviating concern, what's important here is, as you said, the farmers have been doing this forever. You know, they pay attention to their yields. They see which seed came up with the best outcome, and they will then, you know, try to crossbreed to maximize that. But that might take decades to get the outcome they want, because they're at the mercy of which seed do I do with which, and does it work? Mm-hmm. Whereas being able to identify specifically the trait you want and moving it to the other seed, you can pinpoint very effectively and in much less time how to get the yield you want. Now, it's important, as I say that, for the listener to also understand, though, that part may not take long, but if something is yielding a new product, it still has to go through the process of approval. So that part can, of course, take years.
Well, what is the difference, or are we finding much difference between GMOs that are conventionally grown and organic foods?
Well, the beauty is the end product, really, you can't tell much difference. Nutritionally, National Academies of Science came out with a report last year, and they flat out said, you know, They're safe to consume. They aren't triggers for disease. And nutritionally, they're pretty much equivalent across the board, whether it's conventional GMO or organic. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at organic, and of course, a lot of people think that is the way to go. But what people need to understand is organic relates to how a farmer plants and harvests their crop. It doesn't speak to, as a GM does, yielding a crop that resists this pest or allows for, you know, the use of less pesticide because now it's not susceptible to the worm or the virus or whatever it might be. So we're sort of comparing different things, but I think what's important is the outcome, what the consumer is going to buy. Mm-hmm. That produce is the same no matter how it started out.
Well, Connie, once again, it was in the news where we've got, you know, people starving. And, you know, when you think in this modern era, how is it that people are starving around the world? And I know that this has been at the forefront of GMO development, and that is that the yield of crops for, you know, some of these third world countries that are in need of food, you know, just basics, that GMOs have served a great service in feeding, you know, feeding citizens of the world, has it not?
You are correct, and it's going to only be that as we go forward when we look at the projected population growth. You know, if we're going from our current about 7 billion to somewhere in the 9 to 10 billion, you know, we're going to have to feed all those extra people. And right now, we don't have the land to do that. Right now, if Americans, so if we bring it from the world perspective just to America, if we were all to consume what MyPlate, the federal guidelines on healthy eating, says as it relates to fruit and vegetable consumption, we don't have enough land to allow Americans to do that. We would need 14 million more acres to achieve that part. The other piece about the world hunger component, you look at some of those third world countries. The other beauty of this is many of those farmers, especially in sub-Saharan Africa, they're women. They're women farmers who are producing crop that allows them to feed their children. And without the GM technology, not only would those women not have this very positive experience in their life, but they, as you said, would not be able to adequately feed their children. Mm-hmm. Vitamin A deficiency in India, for sure, and some other third world countries is a common cause of blindness in children. And there is a way with GM technology to insert vitamin A into rice, which would then allow alleviation of that blindness that's occurring. Mm-hmm. So, yes, this technology will aid us in feeding the world and in meeting some of the nutrient needs that exist in third world countries.
Exactly. Well, you know, when we see new, because we're starting to see some new GMO labeling on foods now, what does that mean? What do we need to pay attention for?
Well, when we look at the GM labeling specifically, the rules and regs are still being written on that part. We are seeing the opposite kind of labeling, the non-GM labeling. You know, when the GM labeling occurs, of course, it's a function of how the federal government moves rules and regulations through that process. I think what's really important, and this is what I tell the students that I work with here at the university, the front of a package is the marketing tool for that company. It is not telling you what's in that package. The list of ingredients does that.
Right.
The nutrition facts panel tells you, is this going to meet the needs of my family? Those are the places to look. Don't let the front of the package sway you on what to or not to buy. Check out what's in the product. Then know you're buying the best for your family.
Well, Connie, we got to leave it there. I thank you so much for coming on. I will remind everybody to go to GMOAnswers.com for more information. Connie Dickman, former Academy of Nutrition Dietetics president, has been our guest. Connie, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, coming at you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. My good friend, Dr. Gordon Klingenschmidt, is with us. We affectionately refer to him and call him as Dr. Chaps, who earned his Ph.D. in theology at Regent University, an Air Force Academy graduate, motivational speaker, former U.S. Navy chaplain who made national headlines after being vindicated by Congress when he took a stand for the rights of military chaplains to pray publicly in Jesus' name. I mean, this is how silly it was getting. You couldn't pray. You're a chaplain. You couldn't pray in Jesus' name. Yes, and it did happen to him at a great cost. But a God who redeems us has redeemed Dr. Chaps, and we're proud to have him on Bill Martinez Live. Chaps, how are we doing?
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless your listeners today in Jesus' name. Amen. And yes, God has redeemed me because we won that victory against the Navy. The Congress agreed with me after 300,000 Americans petitioned. Many of your listeners, perhaps,
yes, right,
petitioned Congress, and Congress changed the law. So the Navy reversed that bad policy, and chaplains can pray in Jesus' name. But that was the end of my career. I lost $1 million pension. My wife and I were evicted from our home. But people say, Chaps, that's a great price that you paid when you took that stand. But was it worth it? Would you do it all over again? And, of course, I say yes.
Yeah, you would do it. And, in some cases, it's easy to see somebody else going through it. But this is something personally that you and your wife have gone through that only you know, because it was your journey, and only you know the hand of God that moved in your lives and the redemption and what he's done, you know, and how that solidifies your faith and causes you to, you know, to go through fires because of what
he's
done.
Well, God's given me a second career as an activist. Mm-hmm. We have now sent 5 million petitions to Congress for pro-life, traditional marriage, religious liberty in Israel. And we have helped change bad laws or policies in 13 states and twice in the NDAA for our troops.
We have helped various people win elections, and in fact, I won an election, and I was in the Colorado legislature for 2 years as a member of the State House of Representatives. So God does redeem us and give us, I suppose, other things to do. The fight for liberty goes on. I now host a national TV show. We're on the NRB network 5 days a week on channel 378 on your DirecTV dial, or you can watch PIJN News on your Roku platform under the religion category, or on our YouTube page, or PrayInJesusName.org is our website, PrayInJesusName.org.
Well, Dr. Chaps, you know, you definitely, there's no doubt, God has brought you down a new path, and as an activist, and this is why I encourage people, you know, if they really don't know how to be activated, they sense they need to be, and I would say you need to take it out of the sense and start doing it. If only 5 minutes, I mean, it's not like you have to, we're saying, hey, go out in there and do 5 hours, but if you were to set aside a couple of minutes, you know, even if you were to say, let's start doing it once a week, that's five more minutes than you were doing previously in order to defend this republic and to defend, you know, what's happening, you know, on the cultural landscape of America today. If we don't say anything, you know, I got to say, you know, had it not been for November, and if November would have been a different outcome, Chaps, what kind of America would we be living in today?
Well, the first thing, we would have a totally different Supreme Court justice nominee than Neil Gorsuch, who is going through hearings today. We're all in prayer about that. Now, here is a judge that is pro-life, wrote a book against doctor-assisted suicide, has been trained classically at Oxford University in natural law, that laws come from God and not from, you know, popular vote all the time. Also, that he wants to cut regulations even more than Justice Scalia might have, and he's a champion for religious freedom. Ruled two times that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act does have power and does protect people like the Hobby Lobby Corporation, the Green family, who did not want to pay for abortion pills for their employees. And so they appealed, and Justice Gorsuch was then on the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals, ruled that, yes, Christians don't have to pay for abortion pills because that would violate their religious beliefs.
Exactly.
So this is the kind of justice that Donald Trump has appointed, and we can only imagine who somebody like Hillary Clinton might have appointed had she won.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, we enter into, you know, this week and, you know, and previously, what did he was approved by, what, 85%? I mean, many of the Democrats are, you know, now for ideology and for the sake of argumentation are against the judge. And this, you know, says something quite refutingly when, you know, just earlier they supported him.
He was confirmed 97-0 on a voice vote without objection when he was promoted to the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals. I think that was under the Bush administration.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The man is clearly a conservative, and he's from Colorado. So I'm from Colorado. I kind of like that.
Right.
We hope that at least they get fair questions today, that there won't be hysterics. I know the left has, you know, voted no on so many of President Trump's nominees. You know, even honorable people like Ben Carson were practically a party line vote. The Democrats don't want to give an inch to President Trump's nominees, and I think it's going to be a tough battle. We need to pray, and we need to call our senators at 202-225-3121. If you want to call your senators today and tell them, you know, vote for approval of Neil Gorsuch when he is confirmed, that phone number is 202-225-3121.
And I'm glad you brought that up because, again, we need to remain activated here. Our job was not over in November. And no doubt, Chaps, that the people of faith came out in numbers in November. I mean, up until this last election, as a general course, about 50% of, you know, Christians and people of faith would even bother to register to vote, which I think is, you know, I don't know how you resist Scripture and what Jesus himself said about our responsibility to be light unto a dark world. And, you know, we're encouraged to get involved. You know, even the great preacher, Carl Berg, said that he could not, you know, see himself going to the pulpit without the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other. I mean, as activists, as people of faith, it is our charge to be influencers for good, you know, for the citizenry.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And President Trump has promised to lift the gag order that is on pastors across the country.
Exactly.
Also known as the Johnson Amendment. The Johnson Amendment is a law that was passed in 1954 by then Senator Lyndon Baines Johnson of Texas, that would take away the IRS tax exemption status from any churches if their pastors preach about politics in the pulpit. And so really put a gag on pastors, and President Trump wants to lift that. I think he's going to get traction. I think that's one of the reasons 85% of evangelicals voted for Donald Trump for president.
Right.
I think people care about religious freedom, and if the Constitution doesn't already protect a pastor's right to quote the Bible in church, then what does the Constitution protect? So I think it's constitutional to lift that gag rule, and I pray they get it through Congress.
Well, look at what motivated then-Senator Johnson to champion that bill. It was for personal interest.
That's right. And we have a petition people can sign at prayinjesusname.org. If they go there right now during the break, prayinjesusname.org, sign our petition.
Well, Dr. Chaps is with us, and we've got more to discuss on the Gorsuch hearing. You know, we also talked about the Johnson Amendment. The other thing, too, is Beauty and the Beast. You know, what happened here? You know, it did boffo numbers at the box office, and you might say, well, could have even done better had they done the right thing. But for 15 seconds, they felt like an activist director needed to put his hand into that movie. And I believe it's most unfortunate. Dr. Chaps, back with us right after this. Stay with us, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. For more information on the show, don't forget to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Just keep those cards and letters coming in, as they say. Our conversation with Dr. Gordon Klingenschmidt continues. Dr. Chaps, the Pray in Jesus' Name Project, sending petitions to God and government to defend religious freedom. This is what it's all about. We have seen our religious freedoms encroached upon. You know, he drew mention to the 1954 Johnson Amendment, which then Senator Johnson put into place because he was getting a pushback. He was being held accountable by people of faith, and he was trying to protect his own political interests. So he champions this amendment through our government to this day that has kind of been a cloud and has been one that has kept pastors in the sermon, pastors in the pulpit, reticent to talk about political issues. And, you know, it's been interesting, Chaps, that there has not been, I don't think there's been one church that has lost their tax exemption since this has been instituted. And I wonder if it's maybe the IRS and maybe the government at large realizes that, you know, this bill shouldn't have any standing whatsoever, or this amendment.
Well, you're right. And lawyers have been begging the IRS to sue any church. In fact, pastors mail their tapes of their sermons sometimes if they get political to the IRS, daring them to enforce this bad law. And the IRS is cowardly. They don't enforce it. It's a stupid law. It needs to be taken off the books. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if pastors are timid, if pastors are silenced because they're afraid to lose their tax-exempt status, if they won't talk about politics, then it leaves it up to, you know, Disney Corporation to right. promote homosexuality to our children. That's why 94% of polled Christians who are aware that Beauty and the Beast promotes homosexuality openly on the screen will not take their children to see that movie. And I'm joining the boycott. I'm not going to go see Beauty and the Beast. I think people should protect their children from having to see homosexual propaganda on the screen. And I think pastors ought to speak up about this, but some pastors are afraid because, you know, the gay movement is getting traction politically. And if a pastor is afraid to talk about the cultural issues of the day, then the people in the pews are not informed, and exactly. we're not doing our duty to preserve the culture.
Well, interesting. Jesus said the gates of hell would not prevail against the institution of the church. But I guess maybe he needed to be a little bit more specific and include the IRS and the homosexual movement.
Well, yes, and there's so much more. I mean, President Trump, for example, when debating and trying to pass his version of the repeal Obamacare Act, specifically dared Planned Parenthood and said, you know, we're going to take away your funding, but if you stop doing abortions with taxpayer dollars, then we'll continue to fund Planned Parenthood. And Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, said, no, we want to do abortions, and we also want taxpayer funding to do abortions. So she is threatening the taxpayers, and that's why, you know, I encourage whatever version of health care repeal they come out of Congress with, we've got to defund Planned Parenthood. We've got to stop paying for abortions with people's taxpayer dollars. You know, free abortions are not free. They're not free to the taxpayer, and they're not free to the child who was murdered with, you know, the bloody hands of the abortion so-called doctor.
Exactly.
Who's getting paid to do this. And right. It's just wrong, and it's insulting.
And the industry that it advocates beyond the abortion is the selling of baby parts, which Planned Parenthood was caught red-handed. Nothing happens to them, but the videographer who documents you know, this insidious action by Planned Parenthood goes to jail. Go figure.
Well, yeah, there is a cost to being a Christian these days, and the liberal left comes after Christians and tries to sue us for simply exposing evil and, you know, speaking the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thankfully, the people are waking up. The people are voting for more and more pro-life legislatures around the country. Not yet here in Colorado. We're still dominated by pro-abortion Democrats and even some pro-abortion Republicans here in the State House in Colorado, where I was a legislator. But we're going to continue to fight for this.
Exactly.
We are asking people to sign up for my daily email list at PrayInJesusName.org. If you get a free email from PrayInJesusName.org, sign up for that email list. We can teach you how to be an activist. We can teach you how to spend 5 minutes a day doing the things that Bill Martinez is asking people to do, and that is get involved in little ways to take back your country. Even if you don't run for office someday, at least you can forward a few emails to your friends and help alert your neighbors to what's going on in the culture, and maybe together we can all have a voice.
Without a doubt, and as Dr. Chaps points out in his website, you know, first of all, we're going to pray in Jesus' name. This is the project. I mean, this is the name that is above all names, the name that knocks down walls, that brings everything to its knees. And we have to agree. I mean, God put this into motion, you know, in sending his son here. So that's very powerful. So do you have the belief that Jesus can change and be all that he said he was going to do and is doing? Many of us have seen the reality and the power of what praying in Jesus' name is all about. No doubt, Dr. Chaps, that a lot of Christians were praying going into that election in November. I mean, the odds-on numbers were not very favorable for one Donald Trump. We were told, get ready, a coronation is absolutely going to happen. There is no doubt about it. It is going to be a landslide that Hillary Clinton was going to be our next president. But God, who appoints nations and appoints leaders of nations, always has the last say, doesn't he?
Well, he does, and thankfully it's not the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm just watching on C-SPAN 2 right now. Orrin Hatch, the senator from Utah, is questioning Neil Gorsuch, hopefully the next nominee and confirmed at the U.S. Supreme Court. But if we don't confirm people like Gorsuch, we're going to end up with liberal activist judges like Judge Karen Moore, who just ruled in a case in Michigan that a county commissioner is not allowed to begin a meeting with prayer. That's just ridiculous. She's going against what the Supreme Court has ruled previously, and these activist liberal judges cave in to atheist complainers who don't want to hear a prayer in a public forum. Well, that means they're censoring and silencing our freedom of speech.
Right.
And that's why we stand up at PrayInJesusName.org. We stand up for religious liberty. We stand up for freedom of speech, especially the rights of pastors and chaplains to pray in Jesus' name in public. And we have won repeatedly. We've won 13 battles like this in 13 different states around the country. And now we're going to have to get involved in Michigan, where this bad judge is, you know, making these immoral censorship of our prayers, really? She's going to stop people from praying in Jesus' name.
Well, imagine if they were there at the founding of our country, if they were given a place and told the founding fathers they couldn't pray, I think the stones themselves would have cried out, because the founding fathers knew the job that they were embarking on and what they were putting on the line. You know, it necessitated divine providence, and they looked to God continuously as they developed this great American experiment that, you know, as they stated, we're going to clearly say that the rights of the people were God-given and not from the government. I mean, the influence of God's handiwork throughout the founding of this country and in the expression in the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, it is so obvious. I don't know how people ignore that. But each one of those meetings during that period of time was opened up in prayer, wasn't it?
Yes, it absolutely was. And, you know, the activist judges today don't care what the founding fathers said, don't even care what the Constitution says. They violate their oath to support and defend the Constitution. Instead, they enforce political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that in all of the co-ed bathroom rulings happening around the country, where they're forcing little girls to share public restrooms, even showers and locker rooms, with cross-dressing men who pretend to be girls, who, you know, expose themselves to little girls. And they're allowed by law in some states, especially liberal states like California, to go in there and violate the privacy of these little girls. Right. Thank God that North Carolina took a stand and upheld that law. And now the Obama administration is also defending that. They appointed Jeff Sessions as the attorney general, thank God. And he immediately withdrew America's involvement in a case that was suing to allow men into girls' bathrooms, and now he reversed that. And the Supreme Court upheld the Trump administration's withdrawal of that. So now, thankfully, it's going to be slowed down. They're still fighting this, but we are winning victories, and it's only because people like your listeners get involved in politics.
Exactly. Well, we're not surprised. Those of us who read the Word of God, we've been forewarned that this would happen, that there would be a day and time when that which is good would, you know, that which is good would be evil, that which is evil, you know, good. It's turned upside down, sweet, sour. It just goes on and on. And this is what's happening to our America, ladies and gentlemen. But again, we can pray in the powerful name of Jesus. We send petitions to God. You get activated. You send your petitions to the government to defend religious freedom, because it is that important. It's not. It's no longer about us. It's about our kids and our grandkids. Right, Dr. Chapp?
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill, for having me on. Please visit PrayInJesusName.org and sign up for our free emails today.
Dr. Chapp, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Chapp, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have yourself a blessed day.
Blessed. Bye-bye.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.